Okay, we'll get started. We have a little status report on the current conforming and determination FY 2014 through 2017. I'm not sure, I don't know, Jim, do you want to say anything about the current status on the conformity or the skate frame or?
You guys are going to work.
I'm trying to pass it up. Well, Luca was going to give us a little update on the, she's busy right now, she can't make it to the meeting. But she was going to give us a little update on where she's at with the move. And it looks as though we're going to be good to go to use the MOVES model for the regional emissions analysis.
And yeah, she's.
And Carol Munch, yeah, you guys.
She's still doing a run for PM2.5 for 2040 for Illinois. And it looks pretty good. These are all preliminary modeling runs using the previous TIP information so that when projects get selected, you know, approved by TPC, then we'll put those numbers in. But it's looking good. And I guess the one thing we wanted to talk about was with PM2.5, it was recommended that Gateway develop a 2002 baseline emissions using the MOVES model.
Right.
And we've done that, and we.
No, that would be a part of our regional emissions analysis.
Instead of using the 2002 emissions numbers that were developed by the states using the Mobile 6 model.
We're using the MOVES base. We developed our own 2002 MOVES base year, basically. So
we're asking for concurrence on doing that. Yeah, you know, ICG.
Yeah, that was the most significant change that we had for the planning assumptions, technical planning assumptions. And we were advised by.
Did the EPA approve that?
I'm sorry?
Federal EPA or FHWA approved that.
Well, we had a, what we're trying to do is get a consensus today on that, but we had a discussion with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources modeling staff, and they're the ones that actually suggested that we use the MOVES 2002 as a base year. Anybody?
I'm sorry, Mike, you were fading in and out. Move the microphone closer.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll just walk over here. We had a discussion with the modeling staff at the Missouri Department of Natural Resources over this issue, and they indicated that we should be using the MOVES 2002 base year for the PM2.5 test.
It just seems like if that number was based in a fifth, there should be some US EPA involvement in whether that number can be changed. I understand the logic to it, but that number was originated in a fifth, and now we're using a different number even though it's related.
Has it been used in a fifth?
Well, the emissions inventory, where that number came from, and that is part of the SIP. It may not have been used in a control strategy, but
emissions. I mean, it wasn't like the mobile. I mean, we're using the mobile budget, the MOVES base, or the mobile source based budgets, because those were approved. I mean, those have been those are approved mobile source budgets. But I don't think in this instance where you're doing a basically a build-no-build test, that required, and they haven't been approved by any regulatory body that I'm aware of.
You're baselining, not budget.
We're baselining, we're not budget. So that's kind of the logic that we were directed to when we talked to PNR.
Well, I understand, but I still think that somebody from the federal level who approves these things ought to weigh in.
Who would be the federal?
Federal Highway to USDPA.
Okay.
USDPA normally approves budgets and finds them adequate on it, even though this is kind of a build, no build type question and an interim situation. It still kind of serves the purpose of as a budget in a broader sense. So I would think USDPA input should be thought.
Yeah, hey, this is Stephen Brown from Region 7, and I'm trying to get caught up on kind of being an interim person here for somebody else with the issues. I'm a little confused as to the 2002 base year. So there wasn't a previous budget compared to 2.5, is that correct?
That's correct. We don't have an approved SIP for the for either side of the river for PM 2.5.
Okay, and then so the last couple of surveys that were done,
we've used a build no build, which requires a 2002 base. That's what you compare it off of.
Right.
So.
And so in switching from Mobile 6 to Moon, what should we do differently?
Well, instead of having, you know, that 2002, in the previous conformity, the 2002 base year was derived using Mobile 6. And so what we're proposing is to use Moon's model to develop the 2002 base.
Proposing to use MOVE to develop the 2002 base year, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And I think that is correct.
Okay.
I'm going to double check that, but I think that is correct because if you're going to build no build situation, you use mobile to do the same thing.
Right. Well, that was kind of our thing. So that was hopefully that. I don't know if Betsy, if you had any comments on that at all.
No, I mean just walking in here, you're hearing this first time, and I think EPK is definitely.
I'll have to double check that, but I think that's correct because like, normally what you would do.
That'd be great.
And I think in switching mobile six to moves. I don't think you have to go back and redo the budget unless you needed to. I mean, in this case, there is no budget, so.
All right. I think Roger's point's good that you need, EPA in on these discussions, and I think this meeting is the first time we're bringing it up. So
right.
This is the start of those discussions. So it wasn't that anybody was kept out. It said this is the point where we're starting to let everybody in on it and discuss the consensus.
The gentleman was making a comment about the inventory. Was that Mike?
Yeah, that was Mike Rogers from IEPA.
Yeah, and that is correct. What he's saying is correct, but in a build-no-build situation, I don't think that this constitutes into a SIP. I don't think that inventory is used in a SIP.
Okay. That would really help us out, so.
I'll double check that, but I think this is the right concept. So.
Okay.
Could you stay in touch with me on that?
We will. Why don't we...
Thanks, generate those interim emissions, the base year numbers, and, stretch that out. But Gateway, we create those numbers for us. I just have concerns with this process.
Okay, I'll double check that with OTAC. These conformity team up there, they can talk to us around about 10 seconds to answer the question. So.
And when you find that out, Cody, could you just email me and I'll email the group?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Mike, I was going to ask you what concerns it would be for the air quality or the process concerns. Since we've gone to move through everything, apples to apples comparison seems to be the way we're moving, and we're going to discuss mobile vehicle emissions. commission budgets in a little bit here. I was just wondering what those concerns were.
Well, the concerns were, I understand wanting to just use Move rather than use Mobile 6, but the commission estimates that serve as your commission baseline were developed using the mobile model by us with our assumptions. So if we were going to switch it over to Move, I think we ought to be doing that because those are our commission estimates. I haven't seen anywhere in the guidance where it allows the FTO to substitute in new numbers for the commission space here and use those for conforming purposes.
Do we have any idea what difference in the numbers might be, Mark Colson?
Well, I
probably should know that.
Well, we can, we can meet all the tests except we're close on one. I could say that if we had to use the mobile base 2002. It would just be a lot cleaner and simpler, I think, if we could use Moves for 2002. So.
I acknowledge it would certainly be cleaner and simpler to use one model, but I'm not sure that the procedures allow that to take place. You could use the Moves, but it's like you still have to compare the numbers that are out there.
Okay, you can check into it.
Yeah, I'm going to check that, but that, you know, Mike makes a good point there, too. So, and I don't know the answer, so I don't want to speak out of turn. But I'm emailing them, and I may have an answer before the call is done. So
okay.
I'll sit down.
Why don't we move on? And what I did is I passed out a little conforming schedule that I kind of pulled together. You can just kind of take a look at this. The end date here is for the final conformity to be adopted on July 31st. And what we're hoping to do is to have a draft for the interagency group to preview that preview period that we talked about in the past, the two-week period. So we were hoping to have that by May 3rd, email it out to the group, and then the draft determination would go to the EAC on May 21st, and then the final release of the draft determination would be at the Board of Directors meeting the following week on May 29th. And during June, we would have a series of open house meetings for the TIF and the conformity. So, this is kind of a very oversimplified schedule, but I think keep that in your hip pocket. And with that, why don't we talk about project classification? And Jason has completed a draft of this Appendix A. That's the one we always review for all projects. All projects that's included for the modeling, travel demand model, for our moves modeling. Carol, do you have a handout on that?
These acoustics are lovely here. Basically, I'm referring to Appendix A. Like Mike said, these are the listing of projects that are going to be used for the purposes of the travel demand modeling and be the basis of our air quality conformity determination. I split this Appendix A into two tables, because a table A1 is projects that are new to the travel demand model, so I want to just call those out so you can just they're listed listed by air quality code, so first is regionally significant, then goes to not regionally significant, then exempt. And the basis of that was staff received the program from our partner agencies, MoDOT, Madison County Transit, Metro, IDOT. We as an I looked at them, and we also had some help with our travel and model folks, but just looked at those projects and made a call of what type of how they would fall as far as air quality. It would be regionally significant or not. We also used our recently approved the definition of regionally significant criteria to make our basis of these assumptions. So table 1A1, if you notice, the first field is the status, and basically what this breaks down into is new projects. New projects are projects submitted by MoDOT. These are going to be included in the draft TIP. There's a new non-federally funded projects, and as you know, these non-federally funded projects that are adding capacity need to include the travel demand model. So I included there's two new non-federally funded projects. And the remainder are actually what's called submitted project applications. And these are applications that Swiss State would receive from local funding programs, service transportation programs, CMAC, on-system bridge. And at this time, we just included all the applications we received. We're going through the process now with the transportation planning committees. They're making the recommendations for funding for these projects. So we'll know by the end of the month which projects are going to be included in the draft TIP. So when you do get on May 3rd, we get the draft air quality conformity, it'll just include those projects that are actually going to be in the travel demand model. And I'll also make sure to, I'll call out maybe in a separate email just which products were included in this appendix A. If they were not included in the travel demand model, just so you kind of follow the order of how things happen. Table A2 is, these are projects we've seen before. These are projects that are carried over from the previous TIP that were in 13 to 16. Also long-range plan projects and other non-federally funded projects that were already included in the travel demand model. They're just being carried over because these projects haven't been implemented yet. So you can take a look at that as well if you want to, but the new projects are table A1. And I believe we wanted to have the IACG review these and do on May 1st, if there are any comments
right.
As far as what we said our air quality, if there's any changes as far as how you think it should be shown. So please let us know.
Jason, the descriptions are, there's not a lot of detail to it on the sheet. Are you going to provide more detail somehow, either on a download site or provide access to applications or anything like that, so if people do want to put themselves to sleep reading this stuff, they could have access
we
to
can,
it?
I could certainly include the to get from MoDOT and IDOT, especially the new projects, get basically a better description. It's kind of a one-page summary of their projects. And I can also include we have our download connected to a link to the local project applications if you want to look at those as well. But that's a good point, Jim. We can add those and send a link out to the ICG.
So are the numbers from those going to match the TIP numbers? Or?
Are you talking about the local?
Yeah, let's say the local, for example. Or the detail sheets you might add and know that. Or do you need to figure that out and tell them when you send that information?
I could, and it might be easier maybe if you have a question on these, just to ask me. If there's a question on a specific project, you can ask me as well.
So has this appendix A been sent out electronically?
No, it has not.
So Mike and Cody haven't seen this?
No.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to send it out today. We had to add a couple more projects, and two of them are regionally significant. Are we going to be able to do that at this time?
What do you have?
Pardon?
Just now?
I have them with me to give to you now.
Zuka might kill you, but...
I mean, if we can't, we'll wait until the TIP at a different time.
What year are their programs?
One of them is 17 and the other is...
Send them to me and we can talk about it.
If it's something that could still get incorporated in the model, maybe you could get it into this before you send it out.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
I hate to slow up a couple of projects, but that's...
Yeah, that's an avoidance. That tutor picket connection, that's really just a feasibility study. And then there's the Green Mount Road, which is at lane, four lane. That's why I bought it with that one. And if you want us to hold back the tutor picket, that was something...
It's a feasibility study, yeah.
It's feasibility study, state funding, but it will connect you with what you're looking at.
Well, we'll talk about it. I can come out of my air balling, and there's still time, we might be able to reason, especially if it's in the later year.
You're these other, you know, the projects, since the local projects have been working.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question of whether all the projects from the new program are all in here?
Yeah.
And as far as the multiple project applications, those would change, but I got all of them in here, you know, just for the sake that we can always take away and add on later.
They have our entire program, this is just added in the last 3 days.
Jason, just a suggestion, if that list does change, if you're able to put those two in, I would somehow or another...
Version,
right, so that if somebody walks away today with this, and they don't look at what gets sent out, you're at least knowing you're comparing apples to apples. Or not.
The reason is significant, they go right up the top here anyway, so...
So if we email out the list, it will be a, include these, is that the...
I guess they have to make that decision.
Yeah, that's up to, you know, that will...
What if it changes?
If anything changes, well, it'll be reflected on this.
And we'll,
We'll get taken care of.
Get a date on there. Okay.
So, any other
questions? Well, then, the next item on the agenda is the draft of the Conformity User's Guide. And we have a draft for circulation. So the first section is really the conformity determination process here at East West Gateway, and it's kind of a who, what, when, and where by each of the partner agencies. And so we kind of outlined or tried to detail what each of the agencies are involved with, the steps involved in completing a conformity here at Gateway. And then we've attached all of these different appendices. We've got the regionally significant screening criteria, which was adopted back in February of 2012. We have a checklist for conformity. We also have the East-West Gateway, the recently adopted East-West Gateway semi-annual conformity determination policies included. The FHWA transportation conformity, that's a table that outlines the roles and responsibilities of each of the agencies involved in conformity. We have the CO and PM 2.5 hotspot analysis considerations, and that was just recently adopted back in March. Many kudos and thanks go to Mike Henderson for that. It seems like it was a 2-year process or something, wasn't it?
A little update on that. We've been using it for the analysis in our little discussion about whether or not we need to do a hotspot analysis on a couple of projects so far. So we put some language together that I think so far our pilot is okay with.
Okay, good.
We haven't needed one.
And then we have a glossary of air quality terms, which I think is really useful. If you get a chance, you can go through that. We've included even more than transportation conformity definitions. We've got actually gone in and looked at some of the air quality stuff as well. And let's see, the Missouri SIP on conformity is one of the, is Appendix G, and then the Baseline Assessment Review Report, H, and the recommendations from the review is I. So.
The last three are separate PDFs. They're volume, and the rule I have is just would be scanning it in and being PDF part of reading that. Everyone should have the Baseline Assessment Review Report from March 2012. That's like 96 pages long. So.
So let's say if the committee could review this, comment on it, get our comments back by May 24th. And we will try and adopt this at the June meeting. And that will meet our deadline, the recommendations out of the bar.
May 24th being the next meeting?
No, that's just arbitrary.
When is the next one?
It'll be in June, okay. Unless we run into a problem with this 2002,
We won't have a meeting.
Will there be a May 8th meeting?
It'll be after the flight.
Will there be an 8th meeting?
Okay.
Mike, would it be possible to get an electronic copy of this?
Yes.
Yes.
I've already reviewed it, and you could make some other changes or propose the changes on the electronic copy.
Right.
Back to you.
We'll send it out either this afternoon or early in the morning.
Thanks.
And I think that pretty well does it. Is there anything else? Any other business?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, Joe. Joe wanted to bring up.
We've been discussing for several months now, our early progress plan for the new ozone standard on the Missouri side. And the St. Louis Ozone Early Progress Plan, which established moves-based transportation conformity budgets for the 2008 Ozone Act for the Missouri portion of the ozone non-attainment area, was adopted at the March Missouri Air Conservation Commission meeting. And we discussed that during the development proposal phase. And our intention is to, and we coordinated this with EPA, our intention is to hold the plan until this current conformity determination process is completed, and then submit it to the EPA so there can be found adequate and sufficient time to be used in the next conformity determination process. So what we were going to discuss here with Cody on the phone and Hawaii CG is when we would look at doing that. I know this, we just had a timeline of this process ending in the late July, August time frame, which would be the advent or start of the new process. So I guess my question to everybody is, on board for that time frame, Cody, how long do you think you would need the submittal to approve it, deem it adequate, I believe. Just to review real quickly, being that we're going to moves, required to go to moves, and we decided to have this early action plan based on the glide path of ozone reductions from continued tightening of the federal motor vehicle emission standards and the increase of the fleet going to the tighter federal motor vehicle emission standards. We based a Moves model for the mobile vehicle emission budget on that. And this is also an update for Moves purposes of budget. So like we discussed, apples to apples comparison. The 2015 motor vehicle emission budgets for the Missouri portion of the St. Louis 8-hour ozone non-attained area in tons per ozone season day, according to this ozone early progress plan, would be 76.70 for NOx and 32.70 for volatile organic compounds. I guess we just wanted consensus on when the Department of Natural Resources would submit this to EPA in time to be deemed adequate for the next process.
Well, I can start. This is Stephen Brown or Cody. The minute that we get that, I can post that and we begin the adequacy process. So it doesn't take very long to do that. I mean, it goes on the website. Gets published. I think there needs to be a few days in there so the public can see it. But as far as our review, we've worked closely with you guys so far. So I've seen the document a couple of times already, so it's not going to take me long to review that and to go through the adequacy process. So I think originally what had happened was the timing was so important because of the switchover with Moves. So you didn't want a budget going out there. It wouldn't help, you know, in the conformity process. So the timing of that is so important. I asked for a little bit of leniency or leeway from OTAC, and they were pretty hard and fast on the rule of once you submit that, then you need to use that for the next conformity determination. So that kind of dictates
once
when you submit that. So
once submitted or once it's deemed adequate?
Yeah. So once the 2014-2017 is completed, once that process is done, then that pretty much dictates the submittal of that early progress SIP to be submitted. And then we'll go through the adequacy process. So
you're saying we have to wait to the end of this process to even submit it? Or are you saying once it's submitted?
Yes, that's right. As soon as you guys officially get finished and that determination is that 2014-2017 is completed and approved, then that pretty much dictates when the early progress plan should be submitted for a new budget, so we can go through that act. Like I said, the adequacy process, we're talking about a few days.
A few days, okay.
So that's not a big deal. I think the timing of it was the reg that say that once you submit that and we find it adequate, and we have so there's some timing involved there too, but that's not the issue. So we want to make sure that we get that conformity done first before we have any budget in-house.
Okay, so you don't need a month or 2 week time, you're talking a few days.
No, we're talking a week, maybe 2 weeks, you know.
1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
So when you say it's done, do you mean when our board adopts it or when the process ends where OneDOT signs off?
I would say OneDOT has approved it.
Thank you.
So I think what we'll do is just wait until we get the OneDOT letter and then we submit.
And Cody brings up a good point. This was very beneficial to us because it demonstrates reduced emissions from these motor vehicle emission standards. It would be very beneficial if this one final time was Mobile 6. You said can move forward with Moves anyway, so yeah, I didn't bring up that point, but Cody made that interesting point that was the whole reason
started this, but it's still reflective of the current state-of-the-art technology between modeling and this glide path for reduced ozone from motor vehicle emission standards and increased newer members of the fleet. So it still makes sense to do it.
Okay.
If there is ever a need for a mid-year quality determination, it would be best to get that stuff submitted, you know, right within a couple of days.
Right, yeah, you're here to discuss.
That would be the only thing, because the next conformity determination for the next TIP update, you know, that shouldn't be any problem, but if there is a need for a mid-year conformity determination, that's the only.
Yeah, well, since we have everybody here, we just went over this conformity determination schedule. According to this timeline, what would be a guess if we follow this timeline for this one got sign off?
Will it be in September?
Because it'll be the end of August, right?
It's usually about the beginning. The best we've had so far is the beginning of September, September 2nd. It was the year before last, and of course, you know, last year we had the issues, but I would have guessed it would have been a little bit faster last year, and we would have got it approved in July, so
right.
We're looking down now, so, okay, so I'd say September 1st.
September 1st based on a board adoption of around July 31st.
Right.
It gives me a good idea. Appreciate that.
So in that scenario, then we should have that found adequate by the end of September.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
that would be. And that shouldn't cause any problems.
No, that should be fine with it.
If it's found adequate, it wouldn't be necessary to use comparison, but as long as you know what's coming, that's what we want to make sure everybody is on board.
Hey, and this is Cody again. Let me ask the question to OTAC just one more time, just to get clarification on that hard and fast date. Is it the adoption by WDOT, or is it your approval there? Adoption there, I should say.
That's an extra month in there, so.
Yeah, let me clarify that just to make sure, but know what you're going with now, and then I'll email Mike Colton, and then he can relay that, I guess.
Okay.
That helps.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, well, anything else? If not, meeting adjourned.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you all for your time.
Bye.
Quick question for you. We were talking about